Thank you.
I'll call the meeting of Grant County NDRC to order. In compliance with the open meeting law.
Yes, the agenda was posted with the county clerk on the website, radio, and newspaper.
Approval of the agenda. Any changes or anything? If not, I'll accept the motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Lester. Have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Carry. Approval of the September. Yeah, I guess because we didn't have a meeting last month, did we? September minutes.
I move to approve.
I'll second it.
Any discussion or more on it? Not. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All same sign. Carry.
Yeah.
By public comment or communications? Anybody got any input?
Larry or Shirley, do you have any public comments?
Yep, we'll let Larry do the talking. Okay, Larry?
Sure. We just wanted to give you a little update on our program in Potosi, Tennyson. We started the program October 15th. And we currently have about 10, we have 10 seniors who we are delivering meals to. So we're pretty happy about that. Mm-hmm. We have 10 volunteers that have been approved. We kind of do it in teams. Two people kind of work together. And we have a couple people that are interested in being substitutes. So we have some really good help. We really appreciate working with Courtney, who has been working hard to get all our volunteers and senior qualified. We know that's a big job, Courtney, and we appreciate you working with us on that. In terms of our seniors, they really appreciate the meals, and they look forward to getting them every day. So that's really cool. The volunteers are really enjoying this. In terms of, we wanted to express our thanks to Lori and the ADRC committee for your support. This has been a good program for us, and we look to expand it a little bit. We enjoy working with Marla and her volunteers in Lancaster. She's always got a smile, and she's always got her meals ready to pick up. And so that's been going well. I think we probably will anticipate, as word gets out a little bit more, that we'll probably have a few more numbers. So we just want to give you an update to let you know that we're working hard, and thank you again for your support. Any questions anybody has?
Thank you for the update. I'm glad it's going well. So,
thanks, Lori.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. I'm glad to hear it's going good for you. You finally got something working down there. Good deal.
Yeah, we're happy about that. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to back up a little bit, take roll call, and I didn't even realize you guys on the screen, so we'll find out who's up there before we go any further. Courtney, you
want to
roll?
Sure, yeah. Rob Bell?
Here.
Dale Hood?
Here.
Arnold Rawson?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Lester Jansen?
Here.
And Bob Keeney?
Here.
And Lori and Larry, yeah. And...
And then you
well,
have Shirley up there?
Pardon me?
Yes, we've got Shirley and we've got Larry.
Okay. Okie dokie. Elderfest update.
All right. Well, we didn't know what we were doing. But we got through it okay. We actually gave out 321 bags. Mm-hmm. So we had 300 prepared. And I actually ran back to the office and got a few more. So the last 21 bags that went out only had the ADRC stuff in them. But people were okay with that. I mean, they still got a nice bag and they got a little bit of swag. But it didn't go as smoothly in the beginning as I would have liked, but we certainly learned how to do it, and we will know how to do it if we ever have to do it again, which we hope we don't, but we probably will. So we had some really nice comments from it, which was very nice. A lady sent an email about how much it had brightened a moment in a long period of time for her. That was very sweet. We had a phone call right from the event afterwards from a gentleman who had expressed his thanks to us. And then we got another phone call after that as well. So I think, you know, it was a horrible day. It was windy, it was cold, but everybody kind of just bucked up and we got through it. And the people that did go through really enjoyed it. So thank you to Lester for helping out. Thank you to Bob for helping out, because I know it was miserable and cold out there. You know, it was what it was, but I think people enjoyed it. So that's all I have.
Any questions, Lori, or any other input? Advocacy report, regional board meeting. David's not either, is he? Boy, and I don't have nothing. I didn't bring nothing with me. I didn't realize that I would be under the gun. You weren't on either, were you, Lori?
I was not. No, it was Elderfest set up, so I was doing that. And I apologize. I didn't look at the agenda before either. I didn't realize Carolyn wasn't going to be in.
I
don't think there was anything. I mean, I don't think that's being acted on. I'm assuming she may have talked about the ADRC reinvestment.
Yeah, that does sound familiar, yeah.
Okay. They are looking, there has been a group of directors and a group of state people that have been looking at what the proper formula should be for ADRC. Because many ADRCs are funded very inconsistently. The funding levels were determined at the time they got the money when they were pilot projects. And so there's a lot of discrepancy. So they've been trying to come up with a funding formula for a few years now. And Mary's been kind of leading the charge in that. So I'm assuming that is what they were talking. I'm sure that's probably what she went over. And actually, saying that, they are looking for the counties to do a resolution on that reinvestment, and Mary will be coming in December, so you will hear more about it. I think we will probably have to do a December meeting. I know I didn't have it, but she just sent me something yesterday that they would like to do one, so I'll probably have her come in December and talk about that reinvestment for the ADRCs and what that means to us. But I can't think of anything else, Dale, that she would have probably had on there other than just your normal report.
Yeah. Anybody got any questions? Public hearing for 81.21 transportation grant.
Okay. 9th. We do have to do a public hearing for the transportation grant. So I do have that set up for December 9th at 3 p.m. That will be held by Zoom, of course, because of COVID. So it will be all over the phone or on Zoom. Our funding levels did change. We just got notice of that, and I'm kind of waiting for DOT to tell me why that is. But our funding levels for 8521 actually were reduced by 8,437. So the funding level now is 129. 819, so 129,819, and then we have a local match of 25,964. I inquired why there was such a significant decrease, but it is based on population, and we did see a decrease in our elderly population, and that is why. Certain counties get a minimum allocation, and then other ones are based on population, and ours is based on population. So I did have some conversations with DOT about that, and they showed me the numbers. So we will see a bit of a decrease. I'm not really obviously too concerned about this, because with COVID and everything, we are not spending out that 8521 money very well right now, because we're not running buses. And, you know, I have a feeling our volunteer driver escort program will be a little bit more reduced again as COVID numbers are increasing. So I don't think this will be problematic for us. We'll spend more out of it than we normally do. So I am not concerned by that. So just to give you that, but we do need to have the public hearing. So we will send, I'll have Courtney send that out to members. If you want to sit in on that public hearing, you can, you do not have to. Typically we have a board chair sit in on it. So I will talk to Carolyn and, or maybe you, Dale, depending, but anybody is welcome to attend. Any questions on that?
That money, we can carry that over, right?
It we can put it in the trust fund. It has to go into the vehicle trust fund. So, and we're only supposed to have 80,000 in the vehicle trust fund, and I have quite a bit more than 80,000. But hence the storage facility that we're looking at, and I think I've got that down the line here too. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't lose it. We do have to provide the match, but at least we don't lose the money, so.
Yeah. Budget update.
Okay. So we were able to reduce the budget a little bit more because of the action taken by the board back in, gosh, I don't know, when was it, August? It feels like we've been doing budgets for 6 months. I have it reduced. I was pretty conservative with my numbers, so it is reduced by about 22,085 from, I think, the last time you guys all saw the budget. I do expect that will probably be more or be a bigger reduction, but I'm pretty conservative when I budget, so I didn't want to get too flighty with it and make it look like we really saved a ton more money. But we will be implementing those procedures I have that we talked about with the meal sites. I have talked with both Montfort and the meal sites, so they are aware of what's happening as we move forward into 21. So we were able to reduce it. For those people that are on the board that weren't familiar with what was happening, the county board did approve the budget as a whole. So all the departments were able to come forward and solve the deficit that we had. So I don't know if any of the board members or Bob wants to say anything about the budget.
Well, they probably under circumstances it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I think, I mean, everybody, well, I've been here, what, 8 years? I've been through 7 or 8 budgets now, and we've pretty much had to come together as a group every time to whittle things down. But I think this year was even more so, but we were able to do it. And so I think that's good. So everything is approved. You guys don't need to do anything with it. You just kind of need to know where we stand. So wanted to give you that update.
Okay, thank you. Vehicle trust fund expenditures.
Okay, again, just updating you on that. We had talked this summer about possibly purchasing another van and then moving ahead with a storage facility. I am going to hold off on the van. Given the COVID situation, we got too many vehicles sitting in a parking lot right now, and vehicles sitting in parking lots do not run very well. So I really don't see any sense in purchasing another one to sit. So I am going to hold off. I did talk to DOT about that. And because of that, because we're looking at maybe moving to a different type of facility, originally when we were talking about a vehicle storage facility, we were looking at more of a Quonset hut or something like that. But I think now we're looking at actually more of a steel frame building, or I don't know what it's called, Bob. Is that right?
Yeah, post frame right now is what we're looking at.
Okay.
Depending on, we're basically going to copy what Lafayette County's got. I think Gary was going to talk to Rachel, the engineer, to start drawing yesterday. So we'll try to get something in place. And as long as the weather is good, we're hoping to get out there yet this week and kind of lay it out and just see how it does fit where the 52 building is.
So we do have some expenses so we can work with the engineer. And I have spoke with DOT at length about the facility, and they are okay with us using trust fund expenditures to for that facility, which will really, really be nice moving forward when we get back into a normal world of transportation. Using that money for that facility will get our trust fund expenditures down to where they need to be. So we don't run the risk of losing that money, and we'll be okay. So that was the other reason that I felt like we didn't need to purchase a vehicle. We only have certain expenditures we can use out of that money. So it usually has to be for either operating vehicle or, in this case, we're using it for a facility. So we're excited about that. I think it'll be a great thing. I mean, I think it'll be good for everybody down the line. And as much as the wind blows out here, I know my drivers will be very happy. So we are moving ahead on. I did check back. You guys did approve that back in, I think, August. So we don't need any action on that either. But I did want to give you the update on the van. All I have on that, unless there's questions. Okay.
Oh, is that going to be strictly for ADRC, or what's going to be the procedure there? Are they going to kick in and make it big enough for everybody?
Well, the part I'm playing, the part that we're paying for out of the trust fund is strictly ADRC, but I'll let Bob talk to the rest of that.
The plan right now is to make it big enough for everybody. But because Lori wants to spend her money, we're going to kind of start with her or see how it goes. But we want to get the plans drawn. We're looking at probably a 60 by 200 building. And because it's got to have firewalls every 5,000 square feet, we could start anywhere along this. So we're going to probably have four different bays or walls, whatever. Considering the south 80 feet, I guess it was going to be 80 foot wide, 60 foot bays. So the south 60 feet would probably be a shop and storage area. Then the next 60 feet would be ADRCs. The next 60 feet could be storage for somebody else. And then the last one could be like for the sheriff's department. We want to somewhat isolate some of the cars and things that they need to keep for fatals. We've got another building here that I want to keep using, but the sheriff doesn't want to. So the way we've kind of laid it out is that we're hoping we could start any portion of it and then just build out from that. So if it works out and we don't have the money to start with the shop in, we would start with the 60 foot and kind of in the middle for Lori so she could start storing vehicles. We put like a 14 or 16 foot door in each wall so that we could drive it from north to south and just keep expanding. We'll see how the funding comes out and who's willing to kick in and who wants to get it started. But we got to start with engineered plans. So that's where we're starting. Rachel Zimmer has been doing the third floor and working with the 52 building pile and everything, so she's agreed to take the plans that we got from Lafayette County for their new building and downsize it to what we want.
Your cold storage building they built?
Yeah.
On the meeting room on the end of it?
Yeah. They basically built that building by themselves. They used county staff to build it. The only cost that they had outside the county was electrician. And so we're kind of set up the same way because Gary Plemer is a licensed plumber, so he can do all that. We've got plenty of guys that work for various departments that pour concrete on the side. And we're thinking we can save a lot of the labor costs. So that's the plan right now.
I'm not going to be putting on any tools and helping, though, so let's just be clear about that.
They all need to be fed and keep their liquids up, so somebody can supply that.
There you go.
Any more comments on the building?
No, we're excited. We do need to get the money out of the trust fund because we've got way too much in there and they're going to be setting policy to take it away. So we kind of dodged a bullet this year that they didn't do that because of COVID. So we definitely need to get the money spent. So it's just a win-win for us. So.
Updated. Meal site manager vacancy.
Okay, we are moving. We are moving our meal site manager to a different site, so that is going to make a vacancy in Montfort for me. So I do need to advertise for that. So I need approval to do so.
Need a motion for that, then?
Yes, I do.
I'll make a motion that we for a motion for approval of a meal site in Montfort position.
Thank you, Arnold.
I second it.
Thank you, Rob.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. Carry. Emergency meal plan.
All right, just wanted to give you a little bit of an update on what we're doing there. Courtney and I have been stressing out for several weeks now on what might happen if one of our vendors goes down and are not able to provide meat. All the vendors, I am assuming, are trying to work with some contingency plans too, but so are we. So we did have a Zoom meeting with Rex Smith from Southwest Tech. To see about their availability to be a backup vendor for us in the event one of our vendors is unable to do meals for us. And they are interested and willing. We're working kind of on a contract with them right now. What would probably happen is we would have a couple of days where we would have to provide some emergency meals to people before Southwest Tech could kick in. And then the plan would be to probably deliver meals 3 days a week. One would be a hot meal, one would be a cold meal. So to keep people to get the availability of all week for those that sites that are 5 days a week. But Rex is, they are the emergency vendor for a few places, some schools and some other places. So, I think that's a win-win for us. I mean, we're hoping that we don't have to do that, but at the way things are going right now, it is certainly a possibility. The other thing that we have a lot of concern about is if one of our managers or volunteers is exposed, we are likely going to have an entire site exposed and could have some issues there in terms of having volunteers be able to get out meals. So we are probably going to be putting out some messaging on that too. We did get some funds from Claire Bank and from the Elks Club to use for emergency meals this year. So we are trying to coordinate that with mill site managers to find out who would need an emergency food bag that will give people shelf-stable meals for approximately 2 days. We hope that will give us enough time then to get any other in place. However, I think we will be also making some phone calls to people about their need for food if we have a meal site that has a COVID exposure and has some problems. We have put that information out. It's in our newsletter, also gone out to people. But it is very much a and it's possible that we would either have to have some people pick up the meals for carry out if they can, or simply not order if they're able to forgo. We know we have some congregate people that have kept up with the meals that probably could get away with not ordering meals for a 2 week period. I'm thinking if it happens, we're looking at a 2 week period of time where we may have some difficulties. You know, if it's one site, we can try to get some other volunteers. Courtney and I can step in as best we can. But we have, you know, we have 10 different places, so we could have some problems with that because we can't be everywhere. We may also look at limiting the amount of meals. We may only offer, you know, we may look at that same hot meal, cold meal for a 2 week period if we need to do that. So we're trying to cover every base, but it's a little bit difficult depending on the site and the volunteers they have and everything. So it's interesting, and we're working on every contingency we can to get meals out to people, but it's, you know, we're just gonna do the best we can. So we're hoping that people will understand and help us out and hopefully coordinate that. So we can get those out. So that's just literally an update of what we're doing. Any questions or concerns on that?
I was just gonna say, since I'm relatively retired, if you need volunteers in a circumstance like that, give me a call too.
Thank you, Rob. I really do appreciate that. So, and we will, I guarantee you. So thank you. It's a concern. It's keeping Courtney and I up at night. And it's bound to happen. We're going to have it happen. So.
We, in the past, though, we have never had this happen, have we?
A pandemic?
I mean, as far as a different vendor for
actually, we did, Dale. We had it with the Platteville tornado.
Okay,
the tornado hit, it affected the campus, and so UWP was actually down for a few days. But we were able to get Grant Regional to do some meals, and we actually got, at the time, we got Tower Junction to do some meals for us. We also did some bagged lunches, because at that point, too, most of those people didn't have any power, so they couldn't even heat up a meal if they needed. So yeah, it has happened, but yeah, nothing, you know, most of our emergency planning has always been for, you know, a couple of days. It's usually a blizzard or something like that, not a 2 week period of time or more. So it definitely puts a different spin on it and makes it much more difficult to manage and coordinate, especially in a county our size and just, you know, and the amount of meals that we do. So hopefully everybody will just be cooperative with us. And, you know, I mean, my concern is that we absolutely get out meals to people who absolutely need them. If people can have some family support them for a period of time, you know, that would be great. You know, we're going to ask everybody, but, you know, but there are a lot of people that we serve that can't do that. So we want to make sure they have a meal.
Yeah. No, and especially like today, it's good to at least have an idea of where you can go to even at least talk to them about it or something.
It's definitely an interesting, you know, it's just, right, even if it happens, even with all of our planning, we know darn well that when it happens, we're still going to be like, okay, we need to figure this out. How are we going to do this? Because every site is different. Every site has a different. So we are trying to standardize some of that too, so that we kind of know who we've got to go out to. There's a big chance we would have to maybe go back and coordinate for a hot meal and a cold meal, so that, because if Courtney and I have to do the delivering or we have to coordinate it, you know, we don't have limited availability either. So we may have to do it like that. Could be interesting.
Okay. Anything more? Anybody else got any comments? Now we'll move on to approval of the vouchers. I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
On the October one, 309046, Pink Automotive, oil change and rear brake, $640.
I can't see it on here.
I just had a complete rear brake job on my pickup, and it was just a hair over 400.
I think it was more than that. I think that's, you know, Courtney just puts in whatever she can put in that line. She doesn't have a lot of space to put that in.
Sometimes I can't fit everything all in that little box that they give me.
Yeah. And I don't have Mariah here to look that up right now, but I can. I'll have her look it up and see what it did entail. Because I don't have it.
Another one that got a power steering hose and a radiator hose for almost $340. What kind of hoses they use?
I can't tell you that. Again, I think there was more of those. Have been kind of falling apart. I know with the power steering, there was more on that one because that vehicle didn't even want to move. And now it needs transmission, and it's not at Pink's either. So. But I will have to look those up, Dale, to actually tell you all what was involved there, because I know what Courtney puts in the little thing. So. But Mariah does have it in her maintenance.
I don't know how much it would help, but like that brake job, do they return the old part? Show and tell?
No. And even if they did, I'm not sure that would help me any, because I'm not.
Well, I agree with that.
I know your concerns there. I have shared those concerns in the past, and I've been dealing with that business for a long time. So I do understand your concerns. Part of the reason, a lot of it is they respond very, very quickly. And they can often turn a vehicle around in a very short amount of time when we need that.
I realize that, and that's a very important issue, but historically it's more than a concern. We've had problems there before.
And we have had some conversations about that recently as well, and how to best deal with that. I apologize. I thought maybe I could pull the maintenance up on my drive here, but I don't know where she's got them. So I will find out what all was involved in that and get back to you on those two.
Okay, thank you.
I can't find it offhand right now. I know she's got a spreadsheet, but I'm not finding it, so. But I do understand your concerns. And the fact is, with our vehicles sitting, it's been really tough on them this year. They are not moving well. So, and Matt has actually been out trying to move them, drive them a little bit, take care of some things. But this constant just sitting in the parking lot has been not good for them.
Any other comments? Not, I accept the motion to approve.
I move to approve the vouchers.
I'll second it.
Any more discussion? Not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hold the same sign. Motion carried. Financial report.
So we're doing okay for the most part. I think we're slightly higher in nutrition, but we expected that. But we've also gotten revenue, you know, that we had to spend out for the CARES Act. So I think we'll be okay. We're a little under set in service management, but I have some ability to charge the nutrition program to that and also PBS. So we should be okay there as well. Everything else, obviously, false taxi, all of that is, you know, we're not doing much. Well, taxi is running, bus is not. So our bus driver is still working for the nutrition program. He is delivering vehicles in Muscadet, transporting and delivering. We've been using him in that capacity. Any other questions?
Looks like most of our, you figured on a percentage, is coming out pretty good. What ain't can be taken care of through another fund, right?
Right. Yeah. We should be pretty good. Again, I'm always pretty conservative, but I think we'll come out with. And it's definitely. Sometimes it's just a matter of kind of moving things around. We've still got some money in ADRC. That's the one I like to get spent out because that one does not lapse back to us. So we do need to get all the money out of there that we can. So, and some of the things that we did purchase, the glass for the reception and things like that, got paid for by the CARES Act funding. But we'll be looking at all that and trying to get everything spent out. I don't think we have all, let's see. Oh, no, she backed it out. I'm not sure we have all of our Elderfest expenses in yet for ADRC, but I think we're pretty close to that. The one program that I don't think we are going to spend out right now is Family Caregiver. I think we're still going to, we may lapse a little bit there, but not, well, looking at that, no, I don't think we will. But if we do, we do have the ability to carry some of that over, I believe, this year because we got some CARES Act funding. So if we are able to do that, that'll be good too. We just didn't have as many people using respite this year because they didn't want people in their homes, so, which obviously makes sense. So, but I do believe that normally we would not be able to lapse that, but I believe this year we can because of COVID. That's all I have.
Any motion on that?
Yes, we do need one.
Motion to approve the financial report.
I move to approve the financial report.
I'll second it.
Second by Lester. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hold the same sign. Here. Director's report.
Well, I apologize. I did not do a written report. Mostly because I forgot. It's been pretty hectic around here. We obviously were doing a lot of, as I talked about, we were, you know, doing a lot of budgeting, working on a lot of emergency planning. October is always a busy month for us because it's the end of, it is the end of year for our agency. And so we have all the year reports. And expenditures we have to make sure get completed. Our meals, what did I say? I think overall, I was going to have that number for you. Our meals from, so when we do the aging programs, we start in October and go through the end of September. And we did like the same number of meals. Actually, did I say we did a little more, Courtney?
Yeah, I think we did a little more, yeah.
So that's pretty amazing that that managers were able to keep that up and literally home deliver all those meals. So yeah, our meal numbers did not change, which I was really surprised by. So kudos to them, because that's been a lot of work. So obviously we've been working with the facility, the budgets. I've been working on DOT reports as well, because those are all due in October. Obviously we were working on Elderfest, getting that all together, and getting that up. That took a lot of planning as well. We are still closed. We will continue to be closed. In fact, we are actually limiting staff to the office even a little bit more. Our Part D season is going well. Emily is a trooper, and for 2 years in a row, she just came on board last year. She's our benefit specialist, and we had several changes to Part D last year, and of course, this year with COVID, it's all a new ball game as well. She's, like I said, she's just willing to do what it takes. We are doing all of those over the phone. That's difficult for a staff person, because it's difficult for people to sometimes understand over the phone. It's just a harder communication. So, but we are getting those completed, and she's got till I think December 10th to do those, and that has been going well. Our numbers, if you look at our program reports, our numbers are still quite high. So staff are managing to serve consumers, and they're doing it relatively almost all over the phone. We've had a couple situations where somebody had a disability where we had to do a porch visit, and we did that. But otherwise, they are handling it very, very well, and doing a fantastic job. So, again, it's not an easy situation, and they've been really, really good. So, I'm very proud of them and happy to have them, because I can't imagine if I didn't have this team what we would be doing right now. Same with meal site managers. They have stepped up, and it's a lot of work getting all those meals home delivered. It's been a lot of work for them. So again, very pleased with the results. So again, we're just sort of losing sleep over all the emergency planning and what happens and what happens and what happens. So we have to have a lot of contingency in place for every staff person. So. And we do, as long as they all don't hit at once. Any questions?
Okay. Program report, well, I guess that probably about it, wasn't it?
Any questions on the program report?
The numbers that you you can see, they've stayed up pretty decent.
Yeah.
How about the donations? There been much change in that?
Let me pull that up for you, and I'll tell you. Well, we got the two major donations from Claire Bank and the Elks Club. The Elks, those were both newer donations, so those were very nice and needed. As far as regular donations, we just got notified from the, and I'm not going to remember which church, in Muscadet, that they would also be making a donation to us. Hang on just 1 second. As far as program donations, I think we're down a little bit, but we can check that. So our home delivered donations, I would say, are down, and obviously we're not getting converted. So we're at 40% uncollected. So I do believe they're down, but then I would really expect them to be down, because I think people are really nervous with the economy and nervous about the situation. I kind of expect that. Let me see how that holds here. Sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna wager we're gonna be down about 30,000 in probably home delivered donations. Which,
is that right?
However, that being said, I think we'll still hold pretty close because we did have some, you know, we did get some additional funding in there that's already spent out. So I think we'll still be okay even with the donations down. I don't think we're going to be, I don't think we'll be in a deficit too bad. I mean, by all accounts, the county puts the most amount of funding into the nutrition program. It would be down to 300,000. So, but when I budgeted that, it looked like we would be right on target with what we normally been because of the addition.
Oh, that's good.
So.
Okay, any more questions or comments on Laura? With all that being said, why, I'll accept a motion to adjourn until, well, you said maybe we have to have one in December, right?
Thinking, yeah, I'm thinking we probably will because of those resolutions being due. So I apologize for that, but I do think we probably will. Let me see, that would be the 16th probably. So I'll double check with Mary, but I think we probably will have one just to go over that reinvestment.
Say
that would
be the 16th?
Yep. Yeah. Again, that will be over Zoom. We won't be doing any in-person meetings. So thank you all for bearing with us on this because I know it's not highly desirable, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah. Well, with that, thank you, everybody, and I'll accept the motion to adjourn till tentatively December 16th. So moved. Second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all. Stay safe.